Good evening, and welcome to The Lost Chord, a weekly program of unusual and neglected repertoire. I'm Ross Amico, and I sincerely hope you'll stay with me for the next hour as we remember Ralph Vaughan Williams on the 60th anniversary of his death, with rare recordings of the composer conducting his own music. Vaughan, but not forgotten, is what we call tonight's program. Ralph Vaughan Williams, one of England's greatest composers, died on August 26, 1958. He was 85 years old. He remained vital as both a creative artist and recreative artist until the very end of his life. His Ninth Symphony was completed in 1957, and at the time of his death, he was in the process of writing a cello concerto, an opera, and a Christmas pageant called The First Noel, the latter near enough to completion, and the composer's intentions easy enough to surmise that a performance edition could be assembled by his amanuensis, Roy Douglas. Unlike Sir Edward Elgar, who was given the opportunity to record most of his major works, Vaughan Williams was generally overlooked as a conductor by the major labels, which is a shame because the few recordings he did make are superb. His meager commercial discography wouldn't even fill out 2 hours. Fortunately, a few concert recordings have emerged over the years, including RVW leading the St. Matthew Passion, which he conducted many, many times at the Leith Hill Music Festival. He led the orchestra there from 1905 to 1953. Of course, these were eccentric performances, not least because Vaughan Williams couldn't stand the harpsichord, and substituted his own piano interpolations. Also, the choir was larger than authenticity might dictate, and the text sung in English. There's a recording which circulated on the Pearl label, documenting Vaughan Williams' interpretation of the Passion, set down in March of 1958, only a few months before his death. There's also a 1952 Proms performance of Vaughan Williams' Symphony No. 5 that confirms his true stature as a conductor, a traversal as warm and big-hearted as any captured on disc. His commercial recordings are scant, but among the acoustical documents, none match the hilarity of this 1925 performance of the Wasps Overture.
Thank you.
A 1925 recording, Ralph Vaughan Williams conducting the Aeolian Orchestra in the overture to The Wasps. That is by far the fastest and jauntiest Wasps on record, although I'm unsure whether it is due to the composer's own preference or because of the limitations of the technology. It's hard not to smile at such manic high spirits. Quite a different piece of music now. Vaughan Williams' recording of his Fourth Symphony is staggering by anyone's standards. In fact, it may be the finest recording the work has ever received, a masterpiece of temperament and ferocity. All the more jarring in that the turbulence evoked in this symphony is not at all what most people associate with this partially misunderstood composer. Here is Ralph Vaughan Williams to conduct the BBC Symphony Orchestra in this 1937 recording of the Symphony No. 4 in F minor.
Thank you. Thank you.
a 1937 recording, Ralph Vaughan Williams conducting the BBC Symphony Orchestra in that blistering performance of the Symphony No. 4 in F minor. The urgency of the music captured eerily at a time when the ink was still fresh on the page and the world on the brink of chaos. It certainly belies the snide dismissal of much of the composer's output as languid cowpat music. Remembering Ralph Vaughan Williams tonight on the 60th anniversary of his death, on August 26, 1958, by listening to some of his own recordings, Vaughan, but not forgotten. You're listening to The Lost Chord. Finally tonight, a rare concert recording of one of Vaughan Williams' loveliest pieces, The Serenade to Music. This is the work which actually brought tears to the eyes of Sergei Rachmaninoff, who was present at the Serenade's premiere. The text is from Act 5, Scene 1 of Shakespeare's The Merchant of Venice. How sweet the moonlight sleeps upon this bank. Here we will sit and let the sounds of music creep in our ears. Soft stillness and the night become the touches of sweet harmony. The performance took place at the Royal Festival Hall on November 22, 1951. Vaughan Williams was 79 years old. What's especially remarkable is that the recording features 11 of the 16 soloists who sang the work's premiere in 1938. This is from a compact disc on the Albion Records label, the official label of the Ralph Vaughan Williams Society. We'll run down those singers' names following the piece. For now, let's enjoy this concert recording of Ralph Vaughan Williams conducting the Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra in his own Serenade to Music. Thank you.
Thank you.
A concert recording of the Serenade to Music by Ray Vaughan Williams. This performance from 1951, remarkable in that it features 11 of the 16 soloists who participated in the work's premiere back in 1938. We've heard sopranos Stiles Allen, Isabel Bailey. We've heard sopranos Stiles Allen, Isabel Bailey, Ina Mitchell, and Elsie Sutterby. Contraltos Muriel Brunskill, Astra Desmond, Mary Jarrett, and Gladys Ripley. Tenors William Herbert, Richard Lewis, Stephen Manton, and Hedel Nash. And basses and baritones Norman Allen, Robert Easton, Roy Henderson, and Harold Williams. The Liverpool Philharmonic was conducted by the composer. The Serenade to Music, after Shakespeare's The Merchant of Venice. From a release on Albion Records, the official label of the Ray Vaughan Williams Society. And with the Serenade to Music, we come to the conclusion of tonight's program, remembering one of England's finest composers on the 60th anniversary of his death, April 26, 1958, with some of his own recordings. Although his ashes are interred at Westminster Abbey alongside some of the nation's greatest artists, Vaughan Williams is still, in some measure, underestimated. Vaughan, but not forgotten. I'm Ross Amico. Thanks very much for joining me for this week's edition of The Lost Chord. Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. For more information on The Lost Chord, recommended recordings, and more, visit my Facebook page and be sure to like me at Classic Ross Amico.